Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Richard Rossi Live. This is the iconic Sweet Georgia Brown Harlem Globetrotters theme song. My wife and I and some friends enjoyed immensely seeing the Globetrotters again recently this past weekend. They are coming to Los Angeles. We have listeners all over the country, all over the world, but for those of you based where we are here in Southern California, the Globetrotters are coming to Los Angeles this Saturday, the 18th, Anaheim, Honda Center, and Staples Center, February 19th. We'll be back to talk about the Globetrotters, and we have one of the Globetrotters that will be calling in to join us today. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back live in about 20 seconds. Welcome back to Richard Rossi Live. We're talking about the Globetrotters today. We've had some of you sending in some messages here pretty quick about your memories of the Globetrotters. I remember as a little boy in St. Athanasius grade school in Westview, Pennsylvania, to reward us for being good that year, the nuns marching us into the cafeteria and setting up a movie screen. And they showed a black and white film from the 50s on the Globetrotters. It was a black and white film. And it had Marcus Haynes, who was quintessential dribbler for the Globetrotters. And I was just enthralled. Some of you that are baby boomers like me remember the cartoon. They even had a cartoon show on Saturday mornings. When I was about seven, I remember that came on. I had one of the Globetrotters visit us as a kid. My dad was a musician and had a music studio and got to meet some entertainment people. And I got to learn some of the trick dribbling that I still have fun doing. In fact, I'm going to do a little trick dribbling in our upcoming film, Canaan Land. And when I was 16, this is a great Globetrotters memory for me. When I was 16, I got to be in a film called The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh and play with the legendary Meadowlark Lemon in that film called The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh. They're letting me know we have a caller coming in, and I think this might be our Globetrotter guest, Slick Willie Shaw. Hi, is this Slick Willie Shaw?
Yes, it is, the one and only. How are you guys doing?
Welcome. Well, we're on live. We're wonderful, and we really enjoyed the Globetrotters last weekend, and I really enjoy watching you do that. You spin the ball not just on one finger. You took it to the next level. I saw you doing it on fingers on both hands with two basketballs.
Yes, that's my signature move right there, spinning two basketballs at the same time.
Wow. Well, I became 5 years old all over again watching you doing that. I was just like in awe. And I was reading that you grew up just loving basketball, even as a little guy at like 6 years old, huh?
Correct. You know, I'm from the Bronx, New York, and, you know, there was a basketball court, you know, in every neighborhood, and I used to just go right outside my house and just play basketball all day long, especially on the weekends. You know, I wake up, probably eat a little bit of cereal, go straight to the park and be out there till lunchtime. And it's just something I fell in love with at an early age. You know, I've been blessed, you know, to get an education, you know, played at St. John's University, you know, the mecca of basketball in New York City, and get a chance to travel 12 years now with the Harlem Globetrotters. I've been blessed to see 79 countries and every state in the United States of America with the game of basketball, doing something that I love to do.
Yeah, and at St. John's, you really made a name for yourself with a three-pointer shot, huh?
Yes. I held the record for most threes made in one season. It was actually broken, I would say, about 3 years ago, but it lasted for 10 years strong. Mm-hmm. So, you know, yes, that was my specialty back in the day.
When we were at the game, Slick Willie, they talked about the you know, Globetrotters' four-point shot, and I was thinking about the Globetrotters have innovated a lot of stuff, and I was actually literally play guitar, and I was playing at the recording studio last night, and there's a basketball player came in the studio, and I said, do you realize that the Globetrotters, you know, were the first through their, you know, just being outside the box with the slam dunk and the alley-oop and so many of the moves, you guys had them first that eventually the NBA, which was a little more conventional, you know, got it from you guys.
You're absolutely correct. You know, the Harlem Globetrotters, we innovators of a lot of games for things of basketball. Like you said, the alley-oop, the slam dunk, the three-man weave, and like you just mentioned, we had the four-point shot, the four-point line. You know, hopefully in the next, you know, years to come, they'll be introduced to the game of basketball all over. But right now, the Harlem Globetrotters, we have the four-point line, which is 30 feet from the basket. And we just love coming up with new inventions to the game of basketball.
Yeah, I was wondering
Steph Curry
that.
I'd be pretty good at that shot.
I'm wondering now if the NBA, like so many of your moves, will go to the four-point shot. Because I remember as a kid, we didn't even have a three-point shot yet. And who knows, maybe we'll get that four-point shot in the NBA as well.
Maybe in a future to come. There's a possibility.
Well, I also read, because you're coming to Staples Center this weekend, that was your first game ever with the Trotters was here at the Staples Center.
12 years ago, it was a funny story. I'd never seen the Harlem Globetrotters play growing up. And my first game ever was in the Staples Center. And
wow.
And it was amazing. You know, we had so many celebrities, Al Pacino, Dr. Dre, you know, Bruce Jenner. There were just so many people at the game. And it was like Pamela Anderson sitting on our bench with her two sons. And I was like, wow, for the Harlem Globetrotters? And then it was a sold-out crowd. And right then and there, I knew I was getting myself a part of something special.
Wow, what a way to start your career. And you've been with them then over 10 years, huh?
Yes, 12. This year made 12 years. 12 years. Blessed to see the world, create positive memories for myself, but for individuals all over the world is the most important thing. Each and every night I get a chance, you know, each and every night, whether it's a kid, adult, and I think that's more touch to me, you know, because kids, they have a great time as well. But when adults come up to me and say, hey, man, I've been waiting, you know, 30 years, 40 years to see the Harlem Globetrotters, you know, and it was definitely worth the wait, you know, and it was everything I anticipated and more, you know, and I had an awesome time, and I remember this for the rest of my life. When people tell you things like that, it definitely makes you really love your job even more, and, you know, go out there and want to entertain and create those positive memories for families, you know.
Yeah, it's really, really special. In fact, my wife and I, now this is a little embarrassing, but when the, you know, the theme song in the Magic Circle starts, my wife and I look over at each other. We're literally like, you know, getting cloudy eyes, like watery eyes. You know, I mean, just like you're watching some, like, you know, a funeral or a love story movie or something. And I was like, why are we crying? And it was just that it gave us such a feeling of, you know, happiness, good memories. You know, there's so much in the world and so much chaos and so much, you know, stress, and even you hear on the news. And, you know, when you feel love, because, you know, you guys have such a love and give such a love for basketball and entertainment, and it's just a beautiful feeling. It's hard to even – I don't even know why it makes us cry. I mean, for me, it takes me back to, you know, being a kid and it was a memory with my dad. I grew up in Pittsburgh, and they would come around New Year's Eve time, Christmas, New Year's Eve time every year. And we didn't have a lot of money, and we would, you know, get the least expensive tickets and be sitting high up. And it's just a really, really good memory. And the kids, I was thinking about that for the little kids that were there this past weekend on Sunday when we were there at Honda Center. And I was thinking, you know, my wife said, you know, these little kids are never going to forget this.
Yes. And that's the beauty of it. And you know what, Richard, you just summed it up the best. You know, each and every night, these kids is, like you said, when you was a child, you never forgot. It's like the circle. I like to call it the circle of Globetrotter life. You know, parents like parents want their kids to experience the Globetrotter experience like they experienced when they was children. Like you said, you bring a kid to the game, it's something that they never will forget. And I'm happy to be a part of that memory of some young man or young lady's childhood memory forever. You know. And more importantly, not only on the court do we, you know, we create positive memories for families, but, you know, we have you know, we're known for Ambassador of Goodwill, where we do things, where we go to children's hospitals, we have a Smile Patrol, you know, kids that's going through a tough time in their life, whether they're fighting cancer or just had a real major surgery or something like that. You know, we go into the hospitals and, you know, spend a little time with them, spend a ball on their finger to brighten up their day. Then we also have an ABCs of Bullying Prevention Program, where we go into schools and help raise the awareness of bullying that's going on in our youth. You know, ABCs is an acronym. A stands for action, B stands for bravery, and C stands for compassion. And, you know, another thing, Richard, not in a million years would I thought that I'll be going to, you know, schools and holding bullying assemblies. And that's one of my favorite things I really like to do, because I think, as we all know, that that's a big problem in our youth. And a lot of kids go through it. I didn't realize a lot of children go through it until I really started doing this program. I had kids come up to me crying, gave me a hug, say, thank you, Slick. You know, I needed to hear this. And that really touches my heart, you know, because I have kids. So if I can have a positive impact in these little kids that's, you know, from kindergarten to sixth grade, that's something that they'll remember forever, you know. And it really means a lot to me.
Wow, that is, God bless you for doing that, because it's so painful for a lot of kids. And now with social media, I've read some very sad stories where they, you know, it's not just at the school day they have to deal with the bully, but now it can be 24/7 if they're posting stuff online, you know, kind of making fun of that kid and making him feel bad, you know.
Absolutely. Yep. But yeah, that's the Harlem Globetrotters, man. It's just I just love my job. I love what I do. I love just being a positive influence.
Well, you sure are a great, great influence. This bully program is fantastic. A, action. B, bravery. C, compassion. So they need to take action and then be brave to confront these bullies, I guess, and then show compassion to the kids that are being bullied, huh?
Absolutely. And you know, A, the action is, you know, tell a parent. Tell them to trust the adult if it's happening, in, you know, in your neighborhood, if it's happening in your schoolyards. You tell the teacher, you know, a lot of things I tell them. I know tattletaling, snitching is frowned upon, but it's not tattletaling or snitching if you're stopping someone from harming you or harming someone else, you know. And like
that's
how you just said earlier, the Bravery Act is, you know, we want to encourage you to stand up for yourself, not only for yourself, but for others. And like how you just said, the Bravery Act is like if you see a fight happening, you know, be that individual. Don't want to pull out your smartphone and record it and post it on social media. Go tell an adult, you know, and I'll tell these kids, you know, bullying will never stop if bullies do not get in trouble. So if someone does not know that a bullying situation is happening, they can't help you. That's why you got to don't be afraid to tell, you know, because a lot of the kids don't want to be called a tattletale. But there's bigger issues than being a tattletale. You know, you're stopping someone from harming you or someone else. And the compassion, like you said, we have to care for one another in our communities. Be a friend, be a teammate, care for one another, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then along with that, we have some fun, you know, and I love doing that in the schools.
Yeah, that is fantastic, because I know when they're bullied, sometimes they are afraid to tell.
Yeah.
And they're afraid, well, what if they bully me more if I tell? But I think the telling can really stop it, because then you know, a principal or teacher can confront them and say, look, you better quit the bullying or you're kicked out of school, you know?
Yep, there you go. Absolutely.
Well, there's been so many famous players for the Globetrotters, Wilt Chamberlain, Bob Gibson, who was a great pitcher back in the day. I was reading that he was a Globetrotter, and it's been real interesting, just the long history, isn't it? Have you had a chance to talk to some of the past legends? I think Curly O'Neill has visited with you guys, and he's still around. I know Metalark passed, but have you had a chance to talk to some of the past guys?
I was just yes, Curly O'Neill is definitely one of my great mentors of the Harlem Globetrotter organization. You know, he's done so much to, you know, actually just the game of basketball in itself. You know, I actually got a chance to work with Curly, do a couple of events with him. You know, I've been around a lot of professional athletes. I don't think that I've ever been around a professional athlete that can go, most recognizable athlete, I would say, that I've been around. You know, he goes in and he likes to warm up, but that's due to all his great memories that people have from their childhood of watching Curly O'Neill. You know, everywhere we go, you know, Curly, 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 and he just likes to warm up his personality, his smile. It's a beautiful thing. I learned so much just from being around Curly, and that's the kind of impact I want to have on individuals, you know, in my Globetrotter in my Globetrotter career. It's like, wow, that's slick. I remember when I was saying Slick spin the ball, or he spin the ball on my finger. I never was able to do it, or, you know, he hit a trick shot from the stands, or, you know, just those little positive things that go a long way.
Well, you definitely have that same. You have that same charisma, Slick Willie. You really do, as Curly. I mean, you know, not all athletes have that ability to be confident and charismatic in presenting themselves publicly. You know, some athletes are shy, but you definitely have, like Curly has, that ability to really talk with confidence and communicate and have that charisma, I think.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And the kids, by the way, at the game on Sunday, it was awesome. I mean, so many kids bought these little basketballs. And you talk about inspiring. I mean, when that thing ended, both at the Honda Center and at Staples Center when we went last year, outside of that arena on the way home, kids were dribbling those balls all the way back to their car. You just saw hundreds of kids out there dribbling.
That's the beauty of it. I love when after, you know, like you said, they buy the basketballs, you know, you might want to cheer. Oh, hey, Slick, this is what I can do. They go between their legs or they try to spin a ball on their finger. But I think the most precious thing that I see is, you know, because of social media, it keeps you in tune, like, with the fans that come to the game and they post pictures and things of that nature. When you see kids sleeping in bed with their headbands or wristbands on, or you see them sleeping with a basketball, I think that really means a lot to, you know, the players, and keeps us want to thrive and keep being that positive influence on the youth.
Yes, exactly. I was thrilled that intermission, Lisa said, found me in the seat and said, hey, Richard, come on down. And I didn't realize we were going to meet the players. And, you know, I met some of the players and got a picture and everything. And then this little boy came up. And he had one of those little balls. He said to the Globetrotters, let me show you what I can do. And he started dribbling, you know, between the legs, doing a little bit of the trick dribbling, and then all the players clapped for him. I thought, man, this kid will never forget this.
Never, never. Inspiring the youth, that's what it's all about, Richard.
Well, God bless you. I know you have to, get ready for the games and some of the other interviews and assemblies and things like that. So I'm very grateful for your visit today. And we have a lot of messages coming in of how much people love the Globetrotters that we can read now. But I want to thank you for joining us today, and thank you for all the joy that you give to us.
I want to thank you for having me on the radio and tell everybody that's sending a message that the Globetrotters love them back. And if they want to come see us at the Honda Center on Saturday, February 18th at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. Also on the 19th at the Staples Center, February 19th at 12:30. And 5:45 p.m. The game lasts four quarters, but the memories last a lifetime.
That is wonderful. Saturday in Anaheim, February 18th, this Saturday, 1 and 7. And Sunday, February 19th, this Sunday, Staples Center, 12:35, 45. And it's about 2 hours, right?
Correct. Actually, now we did a new show, so it'll be about an hour and 30 minutes.
Great.
Plus, with
well, thank you. God bless
session.
You,
so there you go.
Slick Willie. God bless
hours.
You and your family.
Oh, same to you, Richard.
Okay, and thanks
take care.
For joining
have a wonderful
us.
Day.
And you too. And we have some messages coming in of some on our social media about the Globetrotters. In Alabama, David Wiley writes, I loved Metalark as a kid. I got to actually meet Metalark Lemon once in Phoenix. By the way, Metalark Lemon and I, as I mentioned, were in a movie called Fish That Say Pittsburgh. I was 16. It was shot in my hometown of Pittsburgh, and it was really something. And Dr. J was in that film. Dr. J also, I think, made the dunk popular, the slam dunking, which, of course, started with the Globetrotters. I have a few Blink So You Don't Miss Me scenes in that film. David in Alabama also writes, I really like Curly Neal, and you heard Slick Willie Shaw mention Curly Neal. And David then also adds, I love the Globetrotters cartoon as a kid. Isn't that great? And then David commented on me being in the Fish That Saved Pittsburgh film and said, I loved Dr. J. I was in a scene, a pretty long scene with Dr. J on a boat in that film. And he writes, Dr. J was the man. I loved his Sports Illustrated cover shot. tomahawk dunking it in his New York Nets uniform with goatee and high afro. Sandra Hume, Covina, California, writes, the Globetrotters are such a treat. My dad used to take us every chance he could when the Globetrotters were in town. I can hardly wait until I am able to take my own grandson. And that's really it, you know, it kind of lives on generation to generation, as Slick Willie was saying. Greg and Angelique Stoltz in Pennsylvania, Western Pennsylvania, say, Richard, you look years younger in the picture of you hanging out with the Globetrotters. You're beaming. Well, I did. I felt much younger. I felt like I was about 5 years old, you know, getting to meet them. Jeff Griffith, Long Beach, it was a lot of fun at the Globetrotters game. Margie Lane, my aunt in Florida, writes, the Globetrotters are so much fun to watch. I'm so glad you got to meet them, Richard. Well, so am I, Aunt Margie, and love to you. And love to all of you Globetrotter fans. Thank you so much for supporting the show. And support the Globetrotters. Go see them, those of you in Southern California, this Saturday in Anaheim at the Honda Center, or Sunday, February 19th at the Staples Center. I've seen them in both places. I know a lot of you are listening in other states, so if you go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com, they do have a world tour. You know, they're constantly on the road. I think these guys play over 300, you know, literally over 300 games a year. I mean, Metalark Lemon, they said if you would add up the number of games he played and compare it to, you know, compare it to an NBA schedule, that Metalark Lemon, who was the Clown Prince of basketball in his time when I was growing up, like 60s, 70s, 80s, he would have played the equivalent of like 90 NBA seasons. So just so you know, those of you in other states that are, you know, here's some of the places in their tour, you know, Pennsylvania, Hershey, PA, San Diego, Kent, Washington, New York, New Jersey. As I mentioned, they're coming here to Southern California, Anaheim, and Staples Center. But also Hartford, Connecticut coming up, Seattle, Everett, Washington, New York, Madison Square Garden. Wow, that is the iconic arena. They'll be there the 20th. That will be, let me see, that'll be Monday, this coming Monday, the 20th, Madison Square Garden. Bakersfield coming up, Spokane, Washington, Lake Placid, New York, Tampa, Florida, Victoria, British Columbia, Florida. So I know we got listeners all over, and just letting you know that BC, British Columbia, Abbotsford, Bridgeport, Connecticut coming up end of February, Orlando, Lowell, Massachusetts, Vancouver. I'm just literally on the HarlemGlobetrotters.com site, Springfield, Massachusetts, Miami. This is all just, you know, coming up in the next few weeks. So these guys are some of the hardest working guys in show business, as James Brown would say. Charleston, West Virginia, Huntington, West Virginia. Oh, that's where my grandmother's from. In fact, it's funny, my grandmother's from West Virginia, and she was a big part in me being in the film with Metalark. She was friends with an Italian actor, character actor named Michael Gazzo, who was in The Godfather. And he liked my my Nana, we call him Italian. Nano is grandpa, Nana is grandma. But he liked my Nana. They were actually about the same age. And he was involved in the Fish at St. Pittsburgh. I was playing in the bars as a teenager on guitar with my father and other bands as well. And they say, hey, well, I'd like you to come down to casting and you can be in the film. So I got to miss school for a week and make a little money and be in the film. With Metalark Lemon, Dr. J, and it's kind of a cult film now. Stockard Channing plays an astrologer, and the reason it's called The Fish at St. Pittsburgh is all the people on the Pittsburgh Pisces basketball team, fictional team, were Pisces sign, born in March. And coincidentally, I was born March 2nd. But we had some great comics in the film, too, Jonathan Winters. So get on the HarlemGlobetrotters.com. See when they're coming to town near you, those of you in Southern California. We'll see you this weekend at the game. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And go with God and be blessed. And here, just take a moment and enjoy this song. If you don't feel happy after this song, I don't know. You might not be breathing, because this song just makes everyone smile. This is the original Harlem Globetrotters song. And thank you for tuning in today.